With just a little over a week to go before the election, Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin made a campaign appearance in Tampa yesterday morning. A crowd estimated around 5,000 people showed up for the rally at the Tampa Convention Center, which began shortly before noon. Among the local politicians that warmed up the partisan crowd, it was Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp who served up some raw meat.
Senator Obama's got a different plan. His plan calls for trillions of dollars of new spending. He wants these huge wealth transfers. I think he got the idea from William Ayers. And he wants to pay for it by raising your taxes. Well, whether you live in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, or Hillsborough County, or Pasco County, or Pinellas County, or Polk County, or Manatee, we're going to send a message. This is McCain Palin country!
Palin was then introduced by Elizabeth Hasselbeck, the conservative panel member on the ABC talk show The View. Hasselbeck bashed the media's coverage of the Republican National Committee, spending over $150,000 on clothing and accessories to dress Palin after she was selected by John McCain in late August.
Instead of the issues, they are focused, fixated on her wardrobe. Everything going on in the world seems a bit odd. But let me tell you, this is deliberately sexist.
Palin then diverted from her prepared remarks also to comment on the clothing story.
The whole clothes thing. Those clothes, they are not my property. Just like the lighting and the staging and everything else that the RNC purchased, I'm not taking them with me. I'm back to wearing my own clothes from my favorite consignment shop in Anchorage, Alaska. You'd think not that I would even have to address the issue because, as Elizabeth is suggesting, the double standard here, we don't even want to waste our time.
Palin also took a few opportunities to bash the Obama campaign for assuming that they've already won the election. A story in the New York Times reported on Saturday said that an inauguration speech had already been written, but the Obama campaign has called that report nonsense.
9 days out from the election, 9 days out, and yet it's already written. John McCain and I, we're out here asking for your vote so we can get to work for you. And a lot of folks are still undecided. And, you know, Barack Obama and I, we both have spent quite some time on the basketball court. But where I come from, you have to win the game before you start cutting down the nets.
Much of Palin's speech centered around the tax policies of McCain and Obama. She made much of Obama's remarks of 2 weeks ago, captured on camera, with a man now known as Joe the Plumber, Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher from Holland, Ohio. Obama explained his tax policy by saying he wanted to spread the wealth, a comment that McCain Palin have seized upon ever since.
Joe the Plumber said it sounded to him like socialism. And now is not the time to experiment with that.
Another argument McCain-Palin has begun aiming at independence in the last few weeks is a fear of Democrats running all the branches of government in Washington. Democrats are expected to gain in both the House and Senate in next week's elections.
We'll protect our families and our businesses and your earnings and your savings. And if you share that commitment, we need your vote on November 4th, because if big government spenders control the House and the Senate and, heaven forbid, the White House, they will have a monopoly of power in Washington, D.C. The Obama-Pelosi-Reid agenda would put America on a path that erodes the strong work ethic that made this country great. And John and I don't think that government should take more of what you earn and produce. We think bureaucracy should do more with less so that you can prosper and thrive.
When Palin appeared in Clearwater earlier this month, former Weather Underground member Bill Ayers was a featured player in her speech. Ayers was absent this time, but Acorn was indirectly referenced.
And it's the choice between a politician who won't disavow a group, who is engaging in voter registration fraud, and a leader who will not ever tolerate it.
WMNF spoke with several members of the audience both before and after Palin's remarks. None of those interviewed said they believe the polls would show Barack Obama leading John McCain, both nationally and in many of the critical battleground states. But we did find some who were critical of John McCain for not hitting Obama harder on a number of character issues, such as Tampa resident Brent Marshall.
I think McCain, he needs to focus a little bit more on bringing out all the shady characters that Obama's been associated with.
Now, he has certainly, him and Governor Palin have certainly talked about Bill Ayers a lot, though. So, I mean, you mentioned Reverend Wright, maybe you're referencing.
Yes, sir.
Right. McCain has deliberately said he will not do that. He does not want to do that. Hasn't really gotten into why he wouldn't do that. Do you understand why he won't get into that?
No, I don't. I feel that he needs the press to get more answers to why Obama is affiliated with most of these guys.
Carolyn Carney from Tampa also says McCain has not been aggressive enough.
You know, he hasn't been a fighter like we all want him to be. He's actually run a very clean campaign, unlike Barack Hussein Obama.
I mean, he has not mentioned Reverend Wright at all in this campaign.
Right, and I think that that's a big point that you just made. He should be bringing that up. He should be bringing up the, you know, all the people that, you know, have been effective in his, that are terrorists. I think he should pounce on the heirs like they've been doing.
And Carney, who was chastising reporters who were separated from the crowd on the back of the hall, said the election has been fixed, and she demanded to know of this reporter who he would vote for.
First question I want to ask you is, where is his birth certificate? He's never produced his birth certificate.
And that means what?
He was born in Kenya, and he shouldn't be eligible to be the president of the United States. Haven't you heard about that story? Are you guys covering that one up, too?
No, I hadn't heard that. And if that's such a significant thing, then even the, you know, conservative press women think would make a big deal about that, if that were the case.
They are making a big deal about
that. Who's made it?
Fox News. That's the only conservatives that's fair and balanced.